Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Daily watchers, the loyal listeners, and the true diehards of SEC Unfiltered, thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me a platform to where I can talk about college football every single day. But last week, I got a little bit of flack because I said I am not a fan of spring football. And it's for multiple reasons. The main one is it's a tease. I have to now go 3 months without seeing live reps on Saturdays. But the other thing, overreaction culture comes out. You can see it from a mile away. One of the people who was just looking for the clicks here on YouTube coming out with a video talking about what's going on with quarterback battles. And apparently, there is a giant one right now in Austin because Arch Manning decided to ball out in the orange and white game. And so today, the question I have for you, should Arch Manning start for the Longhorns in 2024? What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It is Cole Thompson here. Make sure you like the video, comment down below. Do you think Arch Manning should start for the Longhorns in 2024 as the newcomers of the SEC? And make sure you hit the subscribe button because we're talking college football every single day leading up to week one and well past that too. Make sure you're following me on my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. We talk college football over there. Make sure you're following me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson and us at social media because we're everywhere and we're going to be everywhere. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever Elon Musk wants to call it, at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding all things in your favorite conference, make sure you visit secunfiltered.com. Should Texas consider starting Arch Manning in 2024? Let's end the video now. No, they shouldn't. This is the most egregious take that I've heard. This is absolutely some of the dumbest things that could ever be spewed onto the internet. And this is where, again, I hate spring. Because there's no reason to believe that Arch Manning at this point is not capable of being a starter. In fact, I would say right now, the biggest takeaway that you have from this past weekend is Arch Manning is as advertised. Yes, he does carry the last name of two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever grace the SEC. Yes, he does come from football royalty. And yes, that does carry a little bit of weight when it comes to the recruiting prowess and why people are so high on him. But anybody out there that literally said last season, oh, he would have been a three-star without having the last name Manning, go ahead and eat crow. And go ahead and lick Arch Manning's boots. That's the best thing I can say for you because he played the part. And I mean everything from running the two-minute drill going into the second half, his first incompletion coming to Isaiah Bond with 12 seconds left in the second quarter, the ability to maneuver outside the pocket and deliver clean strikes down the field. I mean, he started off the game so damn hot to where you feel like this is a competent quarterback, 11 of 13 for 189 yards. His first pass was for 75 yards down the field for an easy 6 points. That's not normal. You don't see that happen almost ever when it comes to quarterbacks who are that young. He lives up to the expectation, but that doesn't mean that you're going to start week one. In fact, that doesn't mean that you deserve to start week one. Go back and look at Quinn Ewers last year. Whether or not you believe that he is a difference maker and can be a Heisman Trophy finalist, be a quarterback that ends up making it into the NFL, has a stellar Hall of Fame resume, and finds his way into Canton, that's neither here nor there. Let's look at the facts. Last season, you watched as Quinn Ewers sliced and diced his way through every competition, including the game against Oklahoma, where there were struggles, but they still found a way to come back until Dylan Gabriel decided to score and put the Sooners up big with less than a minute left. He played up to the part. He led your team to a one-loss record. And on top of all that, he balled out in the Big 12 championship game. And he was a throw away from making it to the national title. He's earned the right to start. And until further notice, he has earned the right to own this team. This is Quinn's roster. Plain and simple. And the reason why this is so important is because of, yes, it's great to have a guy like Arch Manning show you that the future is extremely bright in Austin, but at the same time, you want to have the backing of your teammates. What does that say when you're watching as Ewers continues to deliver every throw, every practice, has every repetition down, acting like the leader, commanding excellence in the huddle? Not only that, making sure that he is doing the extra work in film study, and then because Arch Manning has a good day against busted coverage, whether or not that's okay, and there's going to be people out there that say, oh, I could have made that throw. There's going to be people out there that say, oh, I could have done that against a third-team defense. It doesn't really matter what you could have done. You didn't do it. What's that going to say if you play Manning because of what? He had one good game? Ewers led your team to a Big 12 title, the first one since 2009. Ewers led your team to a college football playoff, the first one and the final one of the four-team era. And Ewers was a throwaway and brought you back at least into the conversation against Washington to go to the national championship. To me, that's all this really comes down to. If I can have a consistent quarterback that has shown me time and time again that he's building off of last season, he's continuing to show improvements, and he has the backing of the locker room, I'm going to make sure I hold on to that for as long as humanly possible. And you know what else I'm going to hold on to? Roback. I talk about Roback all the time on this channel. Thank you so much to Roback for being one of our biggest sponsors. But if you don't know enough about Roback, let me tell you a little bit about why you should be wearing their performance polo hoodies, shorts, and every other thing under the sun going into the summer months. It's hot. It's going to be hot as hell. We got to celebrate the big holidays, Memorial Day. We got America's birthday. You want to make sure that you look good. You want to make sure you feel good. You want to know when you feel great? When you wear these form-fitting polos presented by Roback. Not only that, when you live in the Southeastern region, and most of us, we live out in the Southeast, whether it be in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina even, there is a reason to say that during the summer months, you're going to have back sweat. You know what the worst part about back sweat is? It creates backne. Backne's gross. It's disgusting. Now you got to go ahead and get new ointment. You got to take 3 showers a day. You don't want to be covered in your own sweat and feel sticky and disgusting every moment of the sun. I play golf on the weekends with my buddies in Houston. It is literally a hellhole made with the humidity from God himself. And you know what? I don't have back sweat because I'm wearing Roback's performance polos. So if you want to make sure that you feel good, confident, more importantly, look your best, make sure you visit roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com for 20% off your very first purchase on their performance polos, hoodies, shorts, and a ton of other stuff. 20% off your very first purchase. That's a thank you on us for watching this video and a thank you from Roback. So if you want to look good, you want to feel good, and more importantly, you want your team to be dressed to the nine, you got to be dressed to the nine. Make sure that you visit roback.com. Use the promo code SECU for 20% off your first order. The crazy thing about Arch Manning, and I think I've told this story multiple times before, but I don't mind sharing it again. Manning comes from a background where loyalty is something that is desired. And also, there is a certain blend of cohesion between quarterback coach and quarterback. Peyton Manning went to Tennessee not only because the Volunteers had the best opportunity for him to be successful, but because he bought into the teachings of David Cutcliffe. And Eli Manning didn't go to Ole Miss simply because of he wanted to follow in daddy's footsteps. He went there because David Cutcliffe was the head coach. They bought into what Cutcliffe was selling, and the result was both ended up becoming number one overall picks, both ended up winning Super Bowls, and both ended up probably at some point making it to the Hall of Fame. Eli's still up in the air. We're going to get to that on a not-so-distant date, but still, Cutcliffe led the way, and they could have done whatever they wanted, but they believed in the teachings of one man. Arch Manning knew coming into last season when he first enrolled at Texas and had a horrendous spring game that he wanted to be here because Steve Sarkisian was here. And if Steve Sarkisian was hired tomorrow to take over at LSU, I can almost guarantee you that just like Caleb Williams, when he decided to go hitch his wagon to Lincoln Riley, would do the same thing. Loyalty carries weight. But also at the same time, understanding that when you're loyal to your ends, you will be rewarded the benefits in the process. Whole other thing. Arch Manning knew going into the year he was going to be the backup quarterback. And Arch Manning raises the level of competition to where if Ewers starts to give reasons for him to start, there you go. That's the way that you're playing. But make no mistake about it, it's a new offense. And the other thing that's really important here is that you've already seen the growing pains of what Ewers can be. You know where Ewers is at his best. You know where Ewers is at his worst. You have no idea where Texas is going into a brand new conference and where Manning's going to be at his best and at his worst. This is a roster that is clearly able to win now. I mean, you go back and you remember what this game was like last season when Ewers walked off the field after throwing three touchdowns in Bryant-Denny Stadium in a win against Nick Saban. And the house that he constructed, redefined, and turned into Title Town once more, that roster is better this year than it was last year.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
And they're losing a ton of talent, whether it be Jatavion Sanders, losing Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, some defensive players. They got to get better in the trenches, especially with what you lost with T'Vondre Sweat and Byron Murphy. But still, you know what to expect with Ewers. You know that with this schedule, 10-2, 9-3, 11-1, that's the expectation. You're not trying to show up to the party and go 8-4 and say, look at us, we're Texas. The Texas of old, still underachieving, still not living up to the hype. You want to be able to set the tone in year one. You're showing up to the party ready to kick someone out the big boy table and for you to bring your own seat and be ready to show everybody you're the ones that are in charge. You have the resources and you have the money to do so, but you need the right quarterback. Arch Manning will end up being, I think, a stable name. And if you take anything away from this spring game, he is a phenomenal passer waiting for his time to shine. And it is not going to take long for people to understand that, yes, he is, as advertised, well past just past daddy's name. He actually is somebody who can be a difference maker. But that difference maker may come in 2025. Or you just got to wait until Ewers gets the injury. And then when that happens, well, all bets are off. And number 16 is going to be the reason why you're potentially the number one roster in America. But until Quinn Ewers ends up losing that starting job, it's going to be hard to say that anybody is going to take him out of the sights.
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.